And welcome back to the Metlakatla High School Gymnasium here. One quarter of play to go here. Glacier Bears struggling offensively tonight. And the Chiefs, big guys, Gromley, Henderson, and Marsden able to control things. Gromley finished his ball game. I'm sure he's not going to get back in again. He finished with 8 points tonight. Henderson's had seven. And Danny Marsden picked up 14 points. So I think we're going to see mostly the JV players going at it for the Chiefs. And quite a few of the kids who played a JV game are going to be out here also for the Glacier Bears. They're going to have the basketball on the far side. Swinton will inbound at the half-court line. Glacier Bears going to my left. They go to Badger. He'll run it out at the top. Goes left-hand side to Green. Goes down and undribbles. Stops at the free throw line. Looks. Can't find anything. Back to Badger. Three-pointer on the way. This one is good. So Jordan Badger picks up another three, and that's 7 points for him. He was squared up. Looked good from here. And it did definitely drop. Chiefs quickly down the court, back to Horn, up and in. So Lyle Horn picks up his fourth point of the basketball game as he quickly filled that right-hand lane and just laid it right up and in. Back to Stearns. He goes to Klinger. Stearns stops. Klinger puts up the shot a little bit too hard, fought for underneath. Swinton comes down with it. Could have put back up. Now he goes up with the left hand, up and in. Nice decision that time by Dylan Swinton as he went up with his left hand and laid that one in. Glacier Bears full court pressure. Out at the top now, stopping, nothing going, however, as Williams has the ball. He's completely surrounded by Stearns. Now they get it to Hayward, who gets it across the half-court line. He comes back to Horn. He puts up the shot, up and in. Lyle Horn got that inside position as he's able to put it up and in with the right hand and got the easy hoop out of it. 6:56 to go in the ball game. Badger over to Stearns. They go inside to Swinton. Stops, puts it up a little bit short. Rebound comes back into the hands of Swinton again. He was all alone there. That's too bad. He kind of found himself a little too far under the basket and basically tried to go up with it, and the rim hit him back, and so the ball's going to go alternating position as there was a tie-up on it. It's going to go to the Chiefs. Full court pressure being applied by the Glacier Bears. They get it back in. Almost thrown away by Badger. Still going for it. Hayward comes up with it. Now there's going to be a whistle on it. Let's see. There's two Glacier Bears standing there. Not sure which one the foul's going to be on. Black's on... 4-0, that's going to be Swinton. That'll be his first personal foul. Both the boys were there, and Dylan Swinton's going to get called for the foul. All right, Glacier Bears drop back into their man-to-man defense. Up across the half-court line is Hayward. Badger puts a little pressure on. They go right-hand side to Williams. He takes a couple dribbles, stops, puts up the shot off the back of the iron. No rebound fought for. Swinton comes away with it for the Glacier Bears, and he'll take a couple dribbles. Now he finds Badger right-hand side. Comes back down over to Green. Wants the shot from the baseline. He's got it. No. Rebound comes down to Klinger. He needs to go back up hard with it. And he does, and he gets the hoop. Kyle just needs to go right back up instead of bringing the ball back down, as there's nobody around big enough to stop him from doing that. Chiefs come back down with the basketball. Williams will get it across the half-court line. Looks like Bethel's going to check into the ball game. We're fighting for the ball. Who comes up with it? Horn does for the Chiefs. Back out to... Marsden puts up the shot, doesn't go. Rebound down to Swinton. Kicks the ball to right-hand side to Badger on the fast break. He goes down the right-hand side, kicks it up. Nothing going. However, he comes back out to Stegan. One dribble. Puts it up off the side of the glass. No. Klinger comes down with it. Misses the shot. However, he was partially checked as he came off of the ball. Rebound comes back down to Marsden. He almost loses it. Fight for the ball underneath. Still going to be tied up finally. And the ball goes alternating possession to the Glacier Bears. Bethel will check into the ball game. And Marsden hands the ball to the official right here in front of me. Matthew Green will inbound. 5:33 to go in the ball game. Glacier Bears 22, Chief 49. Back to Stegan, left-hand side, looking for Swinton. Can't find him. Now they go inside. A little bit too high a pass that time for Klinger. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Matthew Green kicked it out of bounds as he came hard to the hoop. And ball just bounced off his foot and out of bounds. So Glacier Bears full court pressure again, man-to-man. Kicks the ball back into Hayward. On the dribble. Christian Hayward is across the line. Now he'll set the offense. Comes back out to Marsden. Stops. Can't find anybody. Comes back inside. Kicks it over to the left-hand side. Now the ball goes to Bethel. In and out. No, it doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Badger. Badger takes the dribble down. Nothing going, however. He'll come back out. Oh, Swinton's all alone underneath there. He needs to stop. Put it up. Puts up the shot. Got it to go. Dylan Swinton all alone down there. Nobody really recognized it for a second. Finally, Badger did, gave him the ball. Now there's going to be a foul on Stegan. Referee's coming across here. A little bit hectic here as we got lots of JV players in there. Everybody's going hard to the hoop, and everybody wants to score. All right, fouls on number 21. That'll be Jacob Stegen. That'll be his second. Stearns is going to come back into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. Stegen will take a seat. It's going to be Glacier Bear basketball here. Chiefs basketball. Glacier Bears full court pressure. Tries to go inside, and they're going to turn the ball back over. It's going to be Glacier Bear basketball. Pressure that time forced a turnover. So the Glacier Bears are going to get it back. 4 minutes, 50 seconds to go in the ball game. 49-24, Chiefs with the lead. Glacier Bears have the basketball right now. Comes back out to Stearns. He looks inside, back to Badger. Stop, put up the shot from the best inside the arc, off the front of the iron. No rebound, comes back down to Matthews, and he's going to be immediately fouled. As he grabbed that rebound, fouls on number 21. That'll be Colin Williams. That'll be his first personal foul. 4:40 to go in the ball game. Still not in the one-on-one situation yet for either team. Green slaps the ball, looking. There's Klinger breaking down the lane, but a hand on it, and the ball ends up in the hands of the Chiefs. And Hayward goes all the way to the hoop. He lays it up a little bit short. Rebound fought for underneath, and now we're going to be tied up, and the alternating possession goes to the Chiefs this time. Dalton Klinger checks into the ball game. Green's going to take a seat. That's the one thing here. The kids are playing hard, and there's a lot of ragtag basketball going on, but they help each other up off the floor, and they're all smiling, so they're still enjoying the game. Back to Horn. Out to the top to Hayward. Back outside. Shot by Williams, and he's got it. So Colin Williams gets a three out of it. So just about everybody for the Chiefs is in the scoreboard. Almost stuck away. There's going to be a foul now on Swinton, I think, as he came from the backside. 4-0. Dylan Swinton, that'll be his second. He came from the backside, tried to knock the ball away. Palmieri comes into the ball game, and Swinton will take a quick seat at the 4:15 mark, or 4:17 mark, excuse me. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears, man-to-man pressure. A lot of pressure. Having a hard time getting it in. Now they do. Bethel has the ball as it goes up across the half-court line. Stops. He'll come back. They'll set the offense a little bit. Going to run a little clock here now, I think. Comes back out to Hayward. He goes back in to Horn. Horn stops. Puts up a little jump hook. Doesn't go. Rebound fought for. Klinger comes away with it. Reverses over the top. Now he'll have to take a couple dribbles. Gets the ball back into the hands of Badger. Almost pulled away, however, by Hayward, but Badger was able to come up with it. On the dribble, he points directs over. He gets Palmieri on that left-hand side. Nobody's breaking across the right lane right now as they got to get it sorted out. Badger comes back out to Palmieri. Now they go across to Stearns. Takes the dribble. Goes into Klinger. Stops. Kyle puts the ball high over his head. Can't find anybody. Now reverse dribble. Gets it back out, and he'll come back to Stearns. He puts up the shot. In and out. No. Rebound fought for underneath. Comes into the hands of Williams for the Chiefs, and he'll get it back to Hayward, who'll bring it across the half-court line. He goes hard to the hoop. Puts up the shot. Too hard off the glass. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Badger. 3:15 to go in the basketball game now. Like Hudson Sage will be checking in, and that box is here, and Blandoff will also check in. We've got a turnover, a traveling violation. Swint, let's see. Yep, Blandoff will come into the ballgame. Hudson Sage checks into the ballgame for the Glacier Bears. Horn will come out. On the dribble, they come up across the half-court line. Williams will get it across. He goes hard to the hoop. Nobody's down there. There's going to be a foul. Sage is going to foul him on it. Basically, what happened on that one is Colin Williams said, well, if nobody's going to stop me, I'm going to go right to the hoop, and that's exactly what he did. And then Hudson Sage came across, bumped into him, and that's going to send him to the free throw line, and Hudson's going to pick up his second personal foul. Williams at the line. He's got 3 points. Had that three-pointer just a moment ago. 3:03 to go in the basketball game. This one's off the back of the iron. No, doesn't go, however. And the ball is, let's see, we got Dylan Swinton coming off. And Glacier Bears now, let's say Kyle is going to come out of the ball game, so Kyle Klinger comes out, and he'll probably be out for the rest of the game now. Going to get a little more playing time for seeing these young kids. Williams bounces a couple times. This one looks good and is, and that's his fourth point of the evening, and he picks up one from the free throw line. Now Badger's on the dribble. Goes right-hand side. Can't find anybody. Now he'll bring it back out. Klinger sets the screen for him. Now Badger comes around to Swinton, but not able to control it, however, on the pass. Ends up in the hands of Marsden. He goes hard to the hoop. Badger comes away with it. Now we're racing to the other end here. Badger will come down. 2:40 to go in the basketball game. Goes right hand side to Palmieri. Holds the ball high over his head. Can't find anybody. Now comes back to Badger. Back inside to Klinger. Wanted to go to Sage, but it was knocked away. and back into the hands of the Chiefs as they come across the half-court line. 53-24, 2:25 to go in the basketball game. Down the center of the lane is marking there's going to be an offensive foul as Dylan Swinton just says, well, I'm going to wait here because I know where you're going, and Chris Marsden's going to be whistled for the offensive charge on there. Dylan just stayed right there, and he knew where he was coming, and he crashed right into him. Looks like Green's going to come back into the ballgame for the Glacier Bears, and Dalton Klinger is going to take a seat. 2:20 to go in the basketball game. Badger, left-hand side to Green, looking in there for Swinton. Stops. Green goes hard to the hoop, puts it up, doesn't go as he went there, not able to draw anything, going to be tapped away now. And it looks like Marsden going all the way down. Now there's going to be a foul on it. Chris Marsden hustled back down the court here and is coming down the left-hand side. We're going to have an official's timeout here as Bethel somewhere along the line got hit in the nose here, so he's got a bloody nose, so the officials are going to get all that one sorted out. But we're going to have a foul. It'll be a one-and-one opportunity for the Chiefs here. And Horn comes into the ballgame. Bethel's going to come out of the game. Just checking on a few things here. They want to make sure they get any blood off the court, so they're going to walk down there. The officials are just to see if there's any there. It's going to be Chiefs ball under their basket. Both teams are going to be shooting one-and-one opportunities here now. And we'll see here if they got anything. I guess the officials found a little bit, so they're going to take care of that chore anyway and get that one going here. So let me kind of recap a few things here for us. In that JV game, the Glacier Bears tightened it right up, actually had the lead at the 5:20 mark to go in the ball game, but weren't able to close it out as the Chiefs came back strong, winning that one by a score of 66-58. And the Glacier Bear boys, though, they were down by 12 at one point and fought their way back into it. Cox, of course, was the leading scorer right now. He had 26 last night. He had 26 tonight also in that ball game. But Hudson Sage had a big game. He finished with 10 points in that one, followed by Dylan Palmieri with 6. Jacob Stegen finished with 4. Marty Fowler had a couple points in there. So kind of spread things out a little bit here. Now we're pretty much playing JV players again in this game here as we already know basically who's going to win this one. We just know what the final score is going to be, but it's 53-24. And it looks like maybe Klinger is going to come back into the game real quick here. Hudson Sage is going to take a seat here. I'm sure Coach Ann just wants to talk to him a little bit about something they'd like to work on. 2 minutes, 6 seconds to go here, and we've got Chris Marsden at the free throw line. He's 0 for 2 so far tonight. Has 2 points in the ball game. Got a bucket early on when he came off the bench here. He'll bounce it. This one's up on its way in and out. No rebound, comes back down to Swinton, and he quick outlet past the Badger down the right-hand side. Badger alley-oops inside to Palmieri. They go over to Swinton, who's completely surrounded by white. I mean, there are 5 white players out there, and all 5 of them were around Dylan Swinton, so he got tied up, and the ball's going to end up in the hands of the Glacier Bears underneath on the alternating possession. Comes back out to Swinton, over to Klinger. He holds the ball high over his head, back to Palmieri, goes through his hand. He had that baseline shot all alone. Nobody was even around, and I think he got a little excited and says, I'm going to get an easy bucket out of it, and it just went right through his hands and out of bounds. Hayward looks inside for Horn on that baseline. Comes across, Green knocks it away. Anticipated. They go a long down court pass to Swinton. Let's see if he can chase it down. No, the pass was a little bit too hard, and he just wasn't quick enough to catch up with it. So the ball's going to go back to the Chiefs. Williams with the ball, looking. Still can't find anybody. Now he gets the ball back into Hayward's hands, and he'll bring it up at the 1:30 mark. Now Keyson, he wants to go hard to the hoop, on the Horn. He puts up the shot, no foul on it. Rebound comes down to Blandoff. Back out to Marsden. Back over to Williams. They're moving the ball around the outside. Shot on the way, and good. Colin Williams, he says, well, I'm going to shoot another 3, and he does, and he's got 7 points in the ballgame. Comes down quickly down the court. Glacier Bears turn it over as they tried to go inside to Klinger. Back to the Chiefs at 1:12 to go here. Coming down now, there's going to be a foul on it. I don't know whether it's going to be 1-5. That'll be Matthew Green. That'll be his 3rd personal foul. So we're going to go all the way down and shoot 1-1 opportunity here for Chris Marsden. He's had 3 chances from the free throw line. He does have the 1 basket, so see if he can convert something here from the free throw line. 1:10 to go in the basketball game here. Bounces it a couple of times. Shot up on the way, off the side iron, no rebound, back to Palmieri, and he picks it up quick. Gets it out to Badger. He races down the right-hand side. reverses it back out, comes back to Green. He looks at the hoop. They go inside to Klinger. He brings the ball down to the chest. He's immediately tied up and almost loses it, but he gets the ball back into the hands of Badger. They go across to Palmieri, who again fumbles the basketball, and the ball goes back into the hands of Williams. Coming up hard with Swinton to knock it away, but not able to get it. And now it's going to be a limp here. I think Dylan Swinton may have turned the ankle again. I'm not quite sure which one it is here. We can't really tell. They're going to have Klinger checking into the ball game. Dalton Klinger's checking into the ball game real quick here. They were after the ball real hard there, and we'll just see what it is, whether it's an ankle or not. Or maybe it could be a cramp, too. I'm not sure which one, but Coach Hand's over there with him. All right, 44 seconds to go here in the basketball game. Down the side, almost stolen away, stops. Jumper for Chris Mars from about six, doesn't go. Rebound fought for. Blandoff comes away with the board. Back out to Williams. Williams stops. He can't find anybody. Kicks it around, kicks the ball back inside, doesn't go. Rebound comes back down and into the hands of Klinger. 21 seconds to go. Now there's a whistle. Let's see if Kyle Klinger's going to go with the foul. I'm not sure. It could be him. 31 it is, Kyle, and that'll be his fourth personal foul as he was trying to take the ball away from Williams. Not able to get it, however. And that will send Colin Williams to the free throw line. He's got 7 points, those two threes, and then he picked up one early on from the free throw line with 20 seconds to go in the basketball game. He's back at the free throw line here. 56-24, big lead by the Chiefs, and he gets the first one to go, so he'll pick up another one from the free throw line. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Official steps in. One more shot. Colin Williams with the basketball now. Nothing going. This one is also good. So he picks up another one from the free throw line. That's his ninth point of the game. Comes back down. They try to go inside. Going to be knocked off of Green, I think, and out of bounds. It actually went off of Williams, and then Green got a hand on it. And then it went out of bounds. So it's going to be Chiefs basketball right in front of Coach Ann. Looking, still can't get it in. Now the alley-oop inside to Blandoff. They'll get the ball back over into Marston's hands. 12 seconds to go in the basketball game. Back to Williams. They're just going to play a catch out here at the top. Glacier Bears in their man-to-man defense. Not putting a lot of pressure on right now as there's only 2.8 seconds left. Now they come inside. Long shot away and doesn't be tapped away. It was just a little bit short. Well, you can hear the buzzer in the background here, and the Network Cattle Chiefs are going to win this one by a score of 58-24, and I'll just keep it here and run down the stat sheet for you real quick here to finish up this series here. Glacier Bears coming up a little short in all the JV games and the varsity games, but let me quickly recap the JV game. Glacier Bears, as I mentioned earlier tonight, at the 5:20 mark, actually had the lead in the basketball game, and Matt came back and scored 6 quick points, which made a big difference here, and they were never able to recover. The Glacier Bears falling to the Metlakatla Chiefs in that JV game by a score of 66-58. And so things were a little bit tough there for them. But anyhow, leading scorer was Trevor Cox in that ball game. But Hudson Sage picked up 10, and Palmieri had 6, along with Fowler getting a couple, and Jacob Stegen picking up 4 in that ball game also. So a little bit of scoring by the JVs. Now for the final varsity game here, we'll remind folks, too, that the next weekend, Friday and Saturday, our gals and girls will be, our guys will be playing the Wrangell Wolves. And the girls will be in Wrangell, and that game will be carried on KHNS on Friday and Saturday night. We don't have game times yet, but that will be carried, though, from Wrangell for that girls game. And our boys will be in town playing the Wrangell Wolves. And there's also been another big change in the schedule that you may have seen with that bad weather we had last weekend. The Metlakatla boys were not able to get to Haines, so they've moved those games. And I don't know when they're going to be played yet. It's going to be during the Dick Hotch tournament. We just don't know the particular time, but the Met boys will be in town. And that will be the final home game for our Ames Glacier Bears before they head for the regional tournament, which will be that first week in March. All right, let me finish up here with this recap here. Gormley, I'm going to do the Chiefs first. Xavier Gormley finished with 8 points in the ball game, 4 of those coming from the free throw line. James Henderson finished the ball game with 7. Fenton Clark finished with 4 points. Carson Winter had 5 points, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Danny Marsden was able to come away with 14 points, and one were one for one from the free throw line. Josh Bethel got her in the ball game, picked up 2 points, had to the free throw line. Chris Marsden came off the bench, had 2 points. Colin Williams picked up 9 points, two of those threes for the, and he's another sophomore for the Chiefs. Christian Hayward got in the ball game. Lyle Horn came off the bench for the Chiefs, got 6 points in the game, and Braden Blandoff checked in the ball game and did not score. For our Haynes Glacier Bears, Kyle Klinger finished the ball game with 9 points. Those three fouls kind of had to sit down for a little bit of a while. He was 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Josh Stearns finished the game with that 1 3-pointer that he got. Jordan Badger finished tonight with 7 points, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Matthew Green did not score. Dylan Swinton finished with 6 points, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Jacob Stegum got in the game. Hudson Sage was in the game. Dalton Klinger got into the ball game. And Dylan Palmieri also got into the ball game for the Haynes Glacier Bears. So I want to remind you folks that Wrangell Wolves next weekend in both Haynes and Wrangell, and you can listen to that game on KHNS. Well, you can hear the pep band in the background here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to turn it back to the KHNS studios again here. Haynes Glacier Bears going down to defeat, and both varsity games here in Metlakatla, but we'll be home on Monday. Again, I appreciate the opportunity to bring you the game, and I'll turn it back to KHNS.